And the church is purified by that issue, and the latter rain is poured out, and God's people go out and clarify the issues between Sabbath and Sunday. Then God's other children that have formerly been in Babylon, they escape his hand, and they come and stand with God's people at this time. Now that's why the prophetic symbol of the hand is so important to understand, because it's in this verse 41 of Daniel 11 that the Sunday law is identified, and it's at the Sunday law time period that Sister White so often uses the term the hand. When the United States grasped the hand of Rome, this in this act, it will pass the Sunday law. So we see that Daniel and Sister White here are using the same term, describe the same event. And to misunderstand who these three enemies are is to not see the significance, the role prophetically of modern Babylon and Bible prophecy. And it allows you, if you don't understand it, to misunderstand verse 41 of Daniel 11. And to misunderstand verse 41 of Daniel 11 is serious. Sister White says, our greatest need is for a revival. That's a paraphrase. She says, when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, there will be seen among us a great revival. It's not that we're going to memorize the book of Daniel and Revelation. It's that there's a piece of information in the books of Daniel and Revelation that brings about the final revival. In another passage, Sister White talks about knowledge from the book of Daniel that will prepare God's people to stand. And as she continues on, she tells us that that knowledge has to do with the Sunday law. There's a specific piece of information in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation that has to do with the Sunday law that will prepare God's people to stand. And brothers and sisters, that piece of information is Daniel 11:41. It's this. The Sunday law is imminent in the United States. And if you're not hearing it discussed in Congress or talked about in the newspaper, that doesn't mean that it isn't happening. Sister White says the movement for Sunday legislation is going on in darkness. Prophetically, we've been told by Daniel 11:40-45 that the next event to take place is the Sunday law in the United States. And at the Sunday law in the United States, the mark of the beast begins. And if we do not have a character prepared for the seal of God before that test arrives, we're going to be lost. And if you understand that the Sunday law is imminent, that you have to finish the work of character development for the seal of God before that test through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you truly believe prophetically that that's where you're at in Earth's history and you enter into the work that is demanded by that understanding, then there is seen within your life a revival. Because when we begin to set the idols out of our life,